Jalen is doing fine. The added rest or the extra rest this week has really helped him. He's going to practice today, and we'll see where he's at the end of the day.
Doug, you mentioned one of the challenges this year was being coaching this year was making sure that the guys got touches. You mentioned Alshon, you mentioned the running backs. In Alshon and LeGarrette, you have two guys who have 1,000-yard seasons, double-digit touchdowns in their passes. How important from a leadership standpoint has it been for them to accept their usage?
Well, I think any time, too, that you factor in the wins and they're contributing to the wins, I think takes away, sort of minimizes or sort of takes away the fact that I've got to have 1,000 yards, I've got to have 10 touchdowns, or I've got to rush for this many yards and have this many touchdowns. I think it just sort of minimizes that just a little bit because the team is doing well and the success of the offense. And I think in both of those cases, you know, I can't speak for the places they've been. Obviously, we know where LeGarrette's been and his run last year. But I just feel that's a big part of it, you know, and the way the team chemistry is made up. And again, it goes back to communication. Me, Frank, whoever, Mike Groh, you know, Deuce, communicating with these players at their position to make sure that they understand that, you know, we put the team and the offense first.
With them personally, did you go to look at, like, after the zero carries game in Kansas City, LeGarrette took a pretty high road. Not only that week, but the next week when he was productive, he didn't say, "See what I could do." He said, "Hey, this is the way it goes." Did you talk to him at all individually, and did you talk to Alshon, whose numbers weren't that great really through like the middle of the season? They've taken a bump since. Did you address either of them individually?
Yeah, I have, and I continue to. Going back to those two moments, but specifically with LeGarrette, definitely had conversation, you know, with him after the fact. And this was before, obviously, we picked up Jay. So, you know, and he's good. He was good with that. And of course, we had Sproles still at that time, and we factored him in. So, it's a learning experience. And they've really accepted their roles as starters or situational, you know, players on the team. And, you know, even just overall accepting it, but again, the communication has been there, and it'll continue to be there.
How are your others a good example for the rest of the team? Because you don't, you know, we talked about Zach when he had his 100-yard game. It's the first 100-yard game you guys have had.
Well, Torrey had one.
Do you think that sets an example, though, that, okay, if these guys can do it with their pedigree, you guys should all be able to do it?
For sure. For sure, without a doubt, and again, it goes back to the fact that the offense is having success on third down, having success in the red zone, you know, rushing the football. It's been a combined effort, and as long as we continue to do that, it's the other thing too. You factor in, okay, sometimes these defenses that we see, and we're facing a team again this week that they're gonna double Zach, they're gonna take away Alshon, they're gonna try to do some things this week that we've seen on film. And so we're also getting into some of those areas where maybe their production's down just a little bit, but somebody else's goes up based on the defensive scheme we're seeing that week too.
How are your other injured guys, Barnett, Wiz?
Barnett and Wiz have been, you know, again, Barnett goes in with Jalen. The extra rest this week has really helped him. He feels good today, and he'll practice, and we'll see where he's at the end of the day. Wiz continues to get better. He's practiced, obviously, and in a little bit of a limited fashion, but again, he's another one that's coming along, and we'll see where he's at again today.
You mentioned
Wiz will be questionable, yes.
You mentioned pulling back on practice a little bit this week. How much do you rely on player feedback or the sports science stuff? Just what factors do you use to make a decision like that?
All of that, really. Again, it goes back to the communication thing. I just make sure I communicate with the players and see how they feel and see where they're at, and then just monitor through some of the GPS stuff that we're doing and some of the tracking data that's out there that we have, and then just overall injuries too, you know, just the health of the football team overall, listening to players and things of that nature. And really with an extra day this week, just giving them that extra rest, staying off their feet, even though it was more, you know, walkthrough, but it was really more up-tempo walkthrough the two practices this week. So it's been good. The guys are feeling good, and you know, just got to keep everybody fresh and healthy for Monday night.
Tonight's game is relatively important for you guys. Is there sort of a dual plan from a player management perspective, just playing time, depending on the Vikings-Packers?
No. No.
Is Carson coming to the game, and if so, can he be on the sideline?
I believe he is coming to the game, and no, he will not be on the sideline just because of, you know, he's still walking around on the crutches.
You have three young players, and Smallwood and Isaac and Rasul Douglas, who had significant roles at points during the season, and now they don't seem to have that. Do you have to, as a coach, kind of make sure that they're still invested, that they're still kind of keeping up with things?
Yeah, again, just having the open dialogue with them, still communicating with those three guys. And, you know, they've all had, as you said, they've all had a little bit of a significant role, you know, this season already. But just making sure that they stay plugged in. You know, who knows what happens again, you know, tonight, obviously, or next week, where these guys might get a little more time. But it takes everybody, obviously, and you know, they get good service team reps, you know, and just make sure they stay plugged in from my standpoint and also their position coach.
Do you treat them significantly different than the veterans who might be in a similar situation?
Yeah, just a little bit, because this is kind of new for them, you know, because they've, especially young guys, they've come from college where they've been the starter and been the guy, and now they're on a team where everybody's really good, and, you know, and so you have to kind of manage or massage that just a little bit. You know, a veteran player who's been around, who's kind of seen it, maybe been through it, they understand it a little bit better.
You don't emphasize time with families for the players. How do you deal with Monday? Do you give them any time in the morning to be with their families? Is it football all day?
No, I think it's important that they spend time with their families, you know, Christmas morning. And so giving them an opportunity. I pushed the schedule back just a little bit. We don't play, obviously, till 8. So, yeah, I think it's important that the coaches and players, listen, you don't get these times back. You don't get them back. And it's too important to me, my family. And so I want to make sure that these players with young kids, coaches with young kids, they get a chance to spend Christmas morning together.
Doug, I wonder, given the menu of pass rushers that Lane has seen this year, first, how difficult has that been? And then your thoughts on how he's responded to that challenge?
Well, we've had, you know, each week it seems like, you know, obviously no shortage of great pass rushers this season, either side of the ball or either side of the defense. I tell you, Lane gets fired up. You know, he gets fired up each week. When he comes in on Tuesday, he's chomping at the bit. You know, he's studying the tape and understanding who that pass rusher is. And listen, we've got just in our own division here, you know, in the NFC East, we got some great pass rushers. So he gets a lot of work, you know, each and every time we play a division opponent. But you know, we've played this AFC West this season, and you know, this is a great opportunity this week in Khalil, and he's a tremendous player. And you know, Lane has done an outstanding job. I mean, obviously a, you know, Pro Bowl player that's played well and lived up to his potential, and it's fun to watch him play.
So what is your plan for usage on Monday night? If it's not contingent on tonight, you have a plan A and a plan A. So what is plan A?
Win the game. I mean,
play your best players as long
to
as
it play takes to play game. Our best players and win. I think it's important that they continue to play, and you know, it's if we're in that position, if we're fortunate enough to be in that position to rest, I'll make a decision at that time. But I think it's important here in these next couple of games that we continue to play.
So even if Dallas is meaningless, even for Dallas, you envision starting the starters and playing them until the game's not in question.
Well, I'll make that decision if we're there. But right now, because that's week 17, you don't play for a couple of weeks. I think it's important to maintain the edge, maintain the aggressiveness, and you know, if it's one play, one series, one quarter, you know, I'll make that decision at that time.
As a follow-up on the Mac question, Frank said he's moving around more than a few years ago. Are you expecting Big V to have to spend time on the field?
I am. I am expecting 52 to line up over there, you know, and try him too. And again, Big V's done a nice job this year, and would expect, you know, a solid performance from him as well.
When he's had issues in pass protection, what has been the common thread? What are the things that can get them?
Yeah, I think sometimes they get a little top heavy, and can drop your head, lower your eyes, you know, shoot your hands. I mean, it's just a couple of technique things. Coach Stoutland is always talking about, you know, hit the feet and the set lines and different things of that nature. And sometimes you get off of that and you don't trust that. And that's what's gotten him in trouble a couple of times this year. But he works on it in practice. He fixes it. And you just got to trust his instincts.
Before the injury, how important was it to keep the same structure around Carson as far as Flip and Frank and you? I ask that because the Raiders changed coordinators. Had a great year last season, seemed to have taken a step back with a young quarterback.
You know, I felt it was very important to keep those guys, especially Carson's second year. This is a big year. The second and third years are big growth years for young quarterbacks, young players, and I just, it's too important to Carson's development, obviously, and to the success of the team. To keep those coaches intact and keeping them coaching the same guys. And, you know, it's we've been fortunate this year, and you know, Frank and DeFilippo have done an outstanding job working with the quarterbacks, obviously, but it's just for the overall development, second and third year, you make those big improvements.